February 22, 1921, the third fiat will give such grace to the creature as to make him return almost to the state of origin. Then, God will take his perpetual rest in the last fiat. I was in my usual state, and my sweet Jesus was all silent. I said to him, "My love, why are you not saying anything to me?" And Jesus, "My daughter, it is my usual way to remain silent after having spoken. I want to rest in my own word, that is, in the very work that came out from me. I did this in the creation, after I said, 'Fiat lux,' and light came to be. Fiat to all the other things, and things came to life. I wanted to rest, and my eternal light rested in the light delivered in time. My love rested in the love with which I invested the whole of creation. My beauty rested in the whole universe, which I molded after my own beauty. My wisdom and my power rested as well, with which I ordered everything, with such wisdom and power that, in looking, I myself said, 'How beautiful is the work that came out from me, I want to rest in it.' I do the same with souls, after I have spoken, I want to rest and enjoy the effects of my word." After this, he added, "Let us say, Fiat, together." And everything, heaven and earth, was filled with adoration to the Supreme Majesty. Then, again, he repeated, "Fiat," and the blood, the wounds and the pains of Jesus arose and multiplied to infinity. And then, for the third time, "Fiat," and this fiat multiplied in all the wills of creatures to sanctify them. Then, he said to me, "My daughter, these three fiats are the creating, the redeeming, and the sanctifying fiat. In creating man, I endowed him with three powers, intellect, memory and will. And with three fiats will I accomplish the work of sanctification of man. At the creating fiat, the intellect of man remains as though enraptured. How many things he understands about me and about my love for him, as I am hidden inside all created things in order to make myself known, and to give him love so as to be loved. In the fiat of redemption, his memory remains as though enchanted by the excesses of my love in suffering so much in order to help and save man in the state of sin. In the third fiat, my love wants to display even more. I want to assail the human will. I want to place my own will as support of his will, so that the human will may remain not only enraptured and enchanted, but sustained by an eternal will. And as my will becomes his support in everything, man will almost be unable to escape it. The generations will not end until my will reigns upon earth. My redeeming fiat will place itself in the middle, between the creating fiat and the sanctifying fiat. They will interweave, all three together, and will accomplish the sanctification of man. The third fiat will give such grace to the creature as to make him return almost to the state of origin. And only then, when I see man just as he came out from me, will my work be complete, and I will take my perpetual rest in the last fiat. Only the life in my volition will give back to man his state of origin. Therefore, be attentive, and together with me, help me to complete the sanctification of the creature." On hearing this, I said, "Jesus, my love, I am not able to do as you do, nor as you teach me. And I am almost afraid of your reproaches if I don't do well whatever you want from me." And he, "All goodness, I too know that you cannot do perfectly what I tell you, but wherever you cannot reach, I will make up for you. However, it is necessary that I attract you, and that you understand what you must do, so that, even if you cannot do everything, you may do what you can. And as I speak to you, your will remains chained with mine. You would like to do what I tell you, and I consider this as if you did everything. And I, how can this way of living in the divine will be spread and taught to others, and who will be disposed? And Jesus, my daughter, even if nobody had been saved with my descent upon earth, the work of glorifying the Father would already be complete. The same now, even if no one wanted to receive this gift, which will not be, you alone will be enough, and you will give me the complete glory which I want from all creatures."